everyone, and welcome back to Coaching with Carrie here live on Blog Talk Radio. Happy Friday. Friday has once again come to us. What a week it was. It just flew right by. I was able to spend the last couple of days with some tremendous leaders who are really able to work through people and succeed through others at a really high level. And it always just continues to create a higher level of interest and passion and desire to grow myself as a leader and to grow personally and professionally to be able to succeed at the highest level possible through others and to motivate people that I work with to success, right? Motivate them at the highest level possible so they can achieve all that they want to achieve and they can reach their fullest potential. And that's what this series has been all about. It's one that I truly love. We're moving more into those tools that you have in your toolbox as a leader in terms of actually creating motivation in your people and to be able to get them to achieve everything they want to achieve and to, of course, then succeed through them. So this week I'm going to jump right into it, about a couple different things. One of them is target planning, and it's that whole concept of kind of looking at dreams and then figuring out how to plan for those and then turning them into goals. Because a goal can't become a goal if there isn't planning involved there. Lots of people start with dreams, but if there isn't the strategy, the planning in place, they never actually really become a goal that's attainable. So that's a really important one. Because if there's a lot of elusive dreams out there that aren't being achieved, that can be very demotivational or unmotivational for people. So if you are looking at motivating people, you really have to figure out how to help them dream big and then have that planning in place and that strategy in place so that they can turn them into goals that are definitely achievable. So that's the target planning concept that I'm going to talk a little bit about. I'm also going to talk a little bit today about, and remember, as I'm talking about these types of things, if you want any of these planning worksheets that I'm talking about, I can email them to you. I can send them to you in any way, shape, or form. You just need to reach out to me at carrieh@kw.com. You can reach out to me, of course, on Facebook, on my Coaching with Carrie page right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can tweet me, carrieh@kw is my handle there. Whatever works best for you, feel free to reach out to me, and I am more than happy to get you any of these tools so that you can move forward and implement them with your team members and yourself as well, of course. I'm going to just touch briefly on creating a balanced life because, of course, you can set goals and you can have all of those things in place for your team members, and yet if it's all about work, it doesn't work long term. And so we'll talk a little bit about creating that balance and helping your people understand what that looks like and to be realistic about it and what to do to encourage it. And the last thing I'm going to mention is just in general to help you to understand conceptually about the behavioral assessment and the importance of it and what a powerful tool it can be, not only as you're looking to bring people onto your team and continue to grow or maybe move that people that you do have into new responsibilities or roles within the team, it's also one of the most important and instructive tools in uncovering and clarifying your team members' motivators, which is what we're talking about, which is motivating your people to success and, of course, therefore succeeding through others. So that's what we're going to end with today. And then next Friday, we're going to move more into the consultative interview, which is really the last of the tools, and I'm going to spend a little bit of time on it. We're going to pull the whole session here together and just kind of recap everything we've talked about in hopes that you have created a plan to implement these or started implementing some of these things already so that you can really be succeeding through your people at the highest level possible and having the right goals in front of you guys as a team for 2017. So let's jump into the target planning concept. So target planning, like I said before, is about dreams. Dreams like vacations, time with family, church and charity, financial freedom, new cars or houses, stability. These are dreams that are often feel like puffy clouds, right? You try to get your hand around them, they vaporize. 95% of people in the Western world never reach their goals, and it's because they don't set them in the first place. So setting and achieving dreams important to you is very critical in terms of your leadership. Because if your team members are feeling fulfilled in their lives, well, then you're going to be getting the best of their abilities in the workplace. So what we like to do is we like to use this technique on a yearly basis or as needed. So you might want to do it now before the new year. And you do it to uncover your team members' someday goals. And then what you do is you break it down to the weekly basis and monitor their progress. So I think it's great to do this with yourself as well before you start doing it with your team members. And the first step is turning those dreams into goals. So you either ask yourself or you ask the team member these questions, which is, you know, what do I really want? And think without limitations here. What do you truly, really, deeply want? And how do you want your life to be someday? And again, think without any limitations. Where do you see yourself someday? You might not know exactly what that means in terms of time yet, but it is something that's important to you. And what does that look like in terms of someday? And where you see yourself, how you see yourself looking. Let yourself see the details, everything from work to personal to health to money, travel to where you're living, everything. What do you want your life to be someday? And what would enhance your life or your job in general? Just generally, what are some things that could enhance your life or your job? Another question is, if I continue to do the same thing, living and working in the same way, what will my life be like in 5 years from now? That's a very interesting question for many people. And what needs changing? Because that should probably, when you think about that, like if you continue to do the exact same thing, living and working the same way you are today, what will your life look like? So you probably are going to identify that you don't want it to be that. So what needs to change? And then what's important to you about working? Why are you doing all of this in the first place? And which of these dreams can turn into realistic goals with a stretch? So we want to turn your dreams into realistic yet stretch goals. They absolutely can happen, but they are stretch. How can you do that? And don't forget to ask yourself how you might sabotage yourself in pursuit of these goals, because you probably will. There's a lot of reasons why people will do that: fear of success, fear of failure, fear of changing, fear of putting themselves out there not achieving it. But a lot of times it's actually and achieving it. What will happen to my life? Will I become different? Will I be different? How will people perceive me, right? So how are you going to sabotage yourself in pursuit of these goals? It's likely that you will at some point. Be aware of that, because then you can stop it as you notice it happening. So begin your planning by envisioning what you want your life to be like someday. That's why we ask that question. This is why you'll ask this question of your team members as well. And then be very specific about what things you'll be doing in your business and your personal life in 3 years and in 1 year. That will get you closer to your someday goals. So you need to look at it as someday, 3 year, and 1 year. And then we're going to use that 411 document that we've talked about before. That basically provides that format for you to plan how your annual goals will drive your monthly goals, and your monthly goals will drive your activities that on a weekly basis. So what ends up happening is everything that you do today actually leads up to that someday goal. You can see it be all interconnected, because your one-day goal is going to impact your week goal, which impacts your month goal, and that one-year goal that you have on this 411 that you look at regularly. And knowing that that one-year goal is going to be achieved, now you know that's going to roll up to the three-year goal, and that three-year goal is going to run up to your someday goal. And if you stay on track and you row all in that direction every day, every week, every month, every year, for the next 3 years, you are going to achieve things that you wouldn't achieve if you couldn't connect the dots and couldn't see how today's activities impact you someday. It's really important to plan from the future to the present like this, because then you can begin to implement your master plan, starting with your activities you choose to pursue absolutely in this very minute today. And that is where most people have disconnect. Use the Someday Goals worksheet that I have here. It's basically just, and I'll tell you what it is, you can create your own or I can give it to you. But use it to write out your Someday Goals for either your personal life or your business life or both. And you need to really ask those questions I talked about: what you really want, what would enhance your life or your job, what needs to change, what will you do that would affect the change, how might you sabotage yourself, how could that be prevented. Have really, really clear dialogue with yourself about your someday personal and business goals, and be very, very, very specific in the answers. And break those someday goals into what must be done in 3 years to be on track for achieving your someday goals. So write these out on the three-year goal worksheet, which is really just a worksheet that says, here's my 3-year goals, personal and business. And then you're going to have a worksheet that says 1-year goals, personal and business, because you need to then break down your 3-year goals into what must be done in this year, in 2017, to be on track for achieving your 3-year goals, and write these out on that 1-year goal worksheet. Then you just add that 1-year goal or those 1-year goals to your 411, and you break down your 1-year goals into what must happen per month and per week, like we've talked about before. And as you're experiencing this exercise, I really want you to envision yourself using this tool with your team members. Think about checking in with them on a weekly basis during their 411s. What challenges and opportunities do you foresee in terms of your ability to have conversation with them? I think that there's going to be, of course, challenges, because they are going to self-sabotage. They are going to have excuses. They are going to not want to do certain things. They are going to still have issues with time management. They're still going to potentially have a little bit of time psychologically connecting the dots between today and someday. But what's really an opportunity is now you understand what they want to have happen someday, and you can be part of that. Maybe someday they want to be in a leadership role like you, and what can you do to foster that and show them that someday they could replace you? There is that opportunity if and when they continue to put these goals in place for 1 year, 3 year, and everything that they do today, they're thinking about that, focusing on that. What kind of motivation could that bring them if they know of that? But you couldn't even talk to them about that if you didn't do this exercise, because you wouldn't know what their someday goal was. That's the opportunity, is getting to know people and understanding really what their someday looks like and how you can help motivate them on a daily basis by reminding them of that and keeping them focused on their activities today leading up to that someday goal and getting them where they truly want to be, and that you want to be part of that and understand that. That's the huge opportunity here. What you're going to find is some people are going to take this to the extreme and they're going to want to work all the time, or they might feel really pressured to have to work all the time to achieve these big stretch goals that they've now put in place through this exercise with you. And creating a life that has balance, or at least frequent counterbalances, which really is what it is, does promote focus in all aspects of life. So if you have some counterbalance in your life, you don't regret time spent away from your family and friends while you're at work, and you also know that you will care for your work responsibilities, and your mind is solely on your family and friends when you're spending time with them. You're present in the situations that you're in. And as a leader, you should strive to create a balanced life for yourself, of course, or a counterbalanced life is what I prefer to say. Also part of your responsibility as a leader to help others maximize their lives and avoid burnout. And so while you're pushing for these goals and you're holding them accountable, it's really important for you to help them do that. From a visual perspective, you can have them draw 3 circles that intertwine at the intertwine with each other, kind of in like a circle at the top, a circle at the left bottom, and a circle at the right bottom, where little portions of each of them interconnect, because our work, ourself, and our family and friends all do kind of interconnect with each other to some degree. And so when you do that and you label each circle, the one at the top work, the one at the bottom left self, and the one at the bottom right family and friends, ask yourself 2 questions, and do this with your teammates as well. What do you notice and what should be changed? In other words, which one of these are you spending more time in, and which one of these are suffering, and actually have them rate that. And I think it's just a visual to go, look, there is a way for you to go back and forth and counterbalance. It's really important you do that. One of the teams that I work with actually has done a phenomenal job of requiring everybody on their team to be unplugged without cell phone at least, you know, once a quarter. They're getting to a point where they'd like to do it once a month, and the other members of the team actually move in on that and support the clients of those people that are off for that weekend, so that they can really truly be 100% unplugged and in complete focus and given complete attention to their family or friends or whatever they're doing on that weekend, so they truly can go and unplug and avoid burnout, and they can count on each other as team members to help each other out in those times. And it's a very powerful cultural tool. It's a very powerful tool to avoid burnout and to also create even more motivation and focus while your people are at work, because they actually are able to leave and go truly unplug on a regular basis. So think about that for yourself. How can you do that for yourself? And how can you do that for your team members as a leader? I think that's extremely important. The last thing I just want to talk a little bit about is that behavioral assessment idea. You know, I use a variety. We actually have some proprietary behavioral assessments here at my organization. There are plenty out there. Tony Robbins has a DISC assessment. There's plenty others that are more by third parties, strength finders, you know, things of that nature. The reality is it's a really, like I said, a very powerful tool while you're trying to look for talent for your team, but it becomes just as much of a tool throughout your relationship with your team member and can be one of the most important and instructive tools that you absolutely have to uncover and clarify your team members' motivators. And so it'd be very important to have them do some kind of behavioral assessment and to validate it. And to do that by the end of this year would be amazing, because you can move into the new year with a stronger relationship and a better understanding of where they might have strengths and weaknesses, where that might actually help or hinder their business, and how you can assist them with some of those shortcomings or help to enhance their strengths. And it's important that you let them know that you're going to do this with them, and that you want to talk about different things to help them with their ideal work environment and the way that they can be better coached, because all of these things are typically identified through different behavioral assessments you might be able to do. It's important for you to understand that it can be a really, really bonding experience, because nobody will probably have ever done this with them before, and it really shows that you care and you want to truly get to know them. You want to understand how you can better work with them, how they can better work with you, how your personalities fit in certain ways and might be different in certain ways, so that you can truly understand each other and have a great working relationship, and also how you can coach them better as a leader, how you can really win with them. And they are going to feel very, very appreciated, and that relationship's going to grow. And that is very motivating for people. People want to work hard for somebody who they really care about. They want to succeed for them. And that's how you truly will also succeed through people. So I just encourage you to go out there and research some behavioral assessments and figure out what's important to the behavioral assessment findings to you, what you want to know. Pick one and definitely do it yourself first. Have somebody look over it with you, maybe a spouse or a close friend. They can kind of go over it and talk about what they believe to be accurate versus you, the perception of yourself versus their perception. Just get to know the flow of that particular behavioral assessment. Then you can go and do it with all of your team members and be open and share yours with them as well, and then basically do one-on-one consultations with them, validate theirs, and really dig in deep. Ask questions. Ask if they think it's accurate. Tell them to give you examples of why that might be accurate, or examples of how that behavior shows up in their daily life or in their work. It is truly an amazing opportunity, and I think most people don't do it and don't realize what a motivator it can be. It's a very important tool in your toolbox as a leader when it comes to building relationships and motivating the people that work with you. So I hope that these tools are very interesting to you. If you want to learn more about some of the tools that I've used, again, just reach out to me or any of these worksheets that I can send to you. I'm happy to do that. If you need the 411 worksheet, again, the accountability worksheet, if you didn't hear me talk about that in an earlier session and didn't get that, just email me, carrieh@kw.com, or reach out to me on social media, Coaching with Carrie. You can send me a direct message just on my Carrie Heibel page as well, my personal page. If you're not a friend of me, go ahead and like my page or friend me. I'd love to do that as well. I do put a lot of tips and tips and blogs and things out in social media that hopefully you'd find of value as well. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Next week, again, we're going to wrap up this series on motivating your team to success. And it's going to be about the consultative interview. It's replacing, in my opinion, the performance review, because really what we want to do is we want to, yes, assess the team members' contributions. We also want to get deeper than that. We don't want to just merely skim the surface, which was what a performance review does. We want to take it further and show them what they mean to your organization, and bring it a little bit deeper into what you appreciate about them, how you want to help them, how you can help them grow. And so, where these performance reviews can kind of just be, like I said, scratching the surface, the consultative interview itself can strengthen your relationship with your team member and keep you both outcome focused and mutually supportive of one another. It can be very, very beneficial. So that's what we're going to talk about. And then I'm just going to review the tools in your toolbox and kind of put all of this together, this entire series together for all of you, in hopes that, again, it can just encourage you and motivate you to do some of these things now at the end of the year, so that you can move into the new year with a whole different approach with your team and really leading and motivating them to success for themselves and for your organization. Thanks so much, you guys. Thanks again for joining me back here on Coaching with Carrie live on Blog Talk Radio. Again, it's next Friday, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I look forward to talking to you then. Have a great weekend.